Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We are very proud to be a part of the One Star Podcast Network, your one-stop shop for restaurant and food podcasts. And we are featuring the Sidework Podcast, Copper and Heat, In Your Mouth, The Macaroni Zone, and Confessions of a Server. Check us out. Check them out. Give them a listen and tell me what you think. Hi, welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business. Learn something. Laugh at something. On today's episode, it's all about the candy. There are four big candy holidays, and on today's episode, we will discuss what they all are and what each of our favorites are. And later on in the show, we will rank the top eight all-time candy on our list in an attempt to give the listeners an opportunity to whittle it down to the Mount Rushmore of candy. Now, this is no easy task. We have enlisted the help of the ladies from the Sidework Podcast. Please welcome hosts Brooke Van Poplin and Andrea Wallace.
Hello.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Morning.
I'm going to make it clear I haven't even eaten breakfast, so all this candy talk is going to just probably send my blood sugar spinning. So.
Noted, noted. And as usual, I'm joined by my good friend, Danny DeVilla.
What's up, people?
Now, before we dive into today's candy bag, first, the intro.
I'm tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay. And if you don't, then you'll be a pawn while they play. I'm tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay.
Now, ladies, welcome, welcome. How are we doing out there in Westland, California?
We're good. It was like almost 100 degrees yesterday out of nowhere.
And it was so windy. It's like if you stepped outside, it felt like someone like had a blow dryer and was blowing it in your face.
It's like a convection oven.
Yeah, it really like totally. An air fryer.
But I like that he brought up convection oven because, you know, we have to talk about sugar setting and, you know, let's get into the candy mindset, all right? Have we all been pulling taffy this morning?
Well, gross.
I mean,
technically, yes.
You're gonna laugh at taffy.
I did the morning pull of the taffy.
Sure. I was about to say, I was like, Brian might be a little offended. My husband might be a little offended if I call it taffy, but you know.
Yes, I'd be offended too.
I think I'd be more offended if I called it Laffy.
I refer to my boyfriend's junk as dipping dots. So,
oh. I think fun dip.
Well, as long as it's not an O. Henry, because that's not his name. That's not even his name. What's just real quick? What's the state of affairs out there in the industry?
Everything is open at certain capacity. Outdoors bumping, indoors open again. I believe to 25 to 50%. Bars are back open again, but they all have to have outdoor patio situations. So that's an interesting navigation. Brooke and I are probably going to go, I hope soon, go check out our friend Tom's Place, The Fable, which is back open, and have a drink now that we're in a fully vaxxed life.
Oh yeah.
But I don't know. Yeah, there's a
there
buzz.
You go.
There is a buzz out there. Like, people are out, man. People are out living their life.
They're feeling it. They're feeling the fresh air. The gates are opened.
Yeah. Gates are open.
It is funny just to see everyone like truly kind of out there again. And like I said, like whatever weird habits they've picked up over the last year, like everyone's just kind of letting their freak flag fly. You know, like I said, I'm like, I'm not wearing shoes anymore. Okay. I'm coming to your bar and you can't make me wear shoes.
Just comes like spray paints the no shoes part of the policy off everywhere she goes. She's like, everything's different now.
I'm wearing a mask, but no shoes. You got to make a compromise somewhere.
No, that's like truly, we've talked about that. That is the most nightmare setting you could possibly be barefoot would be in a bar. That is so gross.
I almost lost my shoes in a couple of college bars. The floor was so sticky.
It's so sticky, right? Oh, man.
Yeah, man. I've walked out of my shoes before.
You hear your shoes go, "Ksh, ksh, ksh."
That's something. I'll tell you what. I know. I'm like, when you really think like some of these bars have had a chance, like did people who couldn't open their doors for the past year, did they finally do the most ultimate session of side work for just a year straight, cleaning the bar? Like really getting in there, just like, we're going to finally deep clean this motherfucker for like a year straight.
It's just like a bunch of beer lines, like beer lines that have been sitting stagnant for a year. I'm sure it's just like, can you imagine?
Oh, that's gross. No, I no, thank you.
It's a lot. Yeah. Yep. So, I mean, it's exciting. I'm going to travel in a bit. And apparently like I'm going to Charlotte, North Carolina to see my bro. Okay. Nice. And that's, you know, I'm excited to kind of like get out and see the sights and do a little patio dining and drinking.
What's the state of open
they never had any issues really. My brother was going on dates indoors in bars back in November. I mean, he didn't have a lot of options. You know, he's like, well, it's really hard. He's like, it's cold out right now. And you don't want like a first date to be like, come over to my house. Like, it's too forward, you know?
Wait, you don't?
I know.
You want to end up there, but yes.
You want to end up there, want to be like, that's the date spot. But, you know, but I was like, you're what? Because like in California, we're like, we're not allowed to leave our houses. You know, but then I'm heading to Michigan, which is in bad shape. So we're not, you know, we're literally going to quarantine with my parents. There will be no dining bar scene.
Gotcha.
As much as I love everything popping off in Detroit, it's a sad state of affairs right now.
Mm. Very dangerous. I just got back from Texas last night.
Hey,
went me to some Dallas, Fort Worth area.
Okay. And, I've only ever been in that airport on a layover.
Open there?
It isn't because it technically is. When I went to the gym there, they didn't require a mask or anything, but people were wearing masks. So whenever we went out to eat, there was a requirement to wear a mask. So it just felt like home, you know?
Gotcha.
Yep, like, gotta wear a mask.
Yeah.
But you didn't have to. It was just left up to the establishments.
Right.
Well, I had my first sort of panic dream last night that I was out and about at a movie theater and I was walking around and in my dream I was like, oh, where's my mask? And I was digging around in my purse and looking for a mask and everyone was giving me stink eye the way I give them stink eye. And I was like, no, I'm usually very responsible. And like I was having a stress dream about not having a mask in public.
Oh, no,
so that's where our brains are going, everybody.
Now let's do this. Can you tell me what the four biggest candy holidays are, Andrea?
I'm gonna go Halloween. I'm gonna go Easter.
Okay.
Valentine's Day, and then probably Christmas.
You got them. Ding, ding, ding.
And I think in that order, right?
What's that?
I think she named it in the order from biggest to least big.
You. Are we talking about taffy again?
Are we talking about candy again?
No. Surprisingly, that was not in order.
That wasn't the order. I would have guessed. No. Okay, tell us. Lay down.
What do you
the
think,
truth.
Danny? What do you think the biggest candy holiday is?
It has to be Halloween, doesn't it?
It is not. It's Easter.
Oh wow!
Yeah, it's Easter.
Halloween. We buy more candy at Easter than we do at Halloween.
Correcto. For it's a small margin, but year over year, it's been Easter.
Okay,
it's terribly I'm not deceiving. Sure what... I feel like very deceiving. I feel like you just like toss religion into the game, and then all of a sudden, everything's neutralized. Like no one even thinks about it. Like,
well, Jesus died on a candy cross, didn't you know?
Yes.
Yeah. And all the Cadbury bunnies guy. Came to his yep. feet. And laid those eggs, and you know,
we
that's
all know
how
the
it happened.
Story.
The untold story of Easter.
Yeah, I think, right. Yeah, because many cultures don't celebrate Halloween. So, you know, it's a pagan, wicked yes. sort of ritual that we love. And yeah, and Easter is more worldwide.
Yeah, also, yeah I guess you mm-hmm. could, yeah, definitely.
So, okay.
That makes sense. That makes sense.
And then they also like, it's like at Easter, they roll out special editions of everything, you know, that you can't get year round. So people go kind of crazy to get those tiny Cadbury, you know, malted whatevers.
And the pastel M&Ms.
Yep. All of that.
I'm going to just say it right now. I despise Easter candy. I don't like any of it.
It's okay. I think it's trash.
I agree. I think it's the worst candy season is Easter candy. It's the mm-hmm.
You're not taking any
those
chances.
Cadbury eggs.
It's the most. It's like the whitest candy that ever existed. Let's admit it.
I know.
It's all egg shaped too.
All egg shaped with the only
and
thing
bunny shaped too.
Bunny and I think chocolate rabbits are so gross. Oh my God, I hate milk chocolate so much. And then chocolate rabbits are the cheapest kind of chocolate out there. And then those hollow ears. Oh, it's so gross.
We all have memories of gnawing on those things as children, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Of course. I mean, my head almost fucking flew off my body the first time I tried a Cadbury egg. I was like, what is all this sugar?
Oh, man. It's that yolk inside. I don't know what. It might have been real yolk, actually.
That's sugar on top of sugar with some more sugar.
It's so much. Yeah. The only candy I would slightly sing the praises of is like prior to new iterations of Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, which have a little more going on in them, the egg shape allowed for a better ratio of peanut butter to chocolate in my humble opinion. I'll get down
that.
On a Reese's Peanut Butter egg over a cup. So
Okay.
Now, what about Valentine's Day candy?
Also I mean, trash candy.
Absolutely. Well, it's like...
With the sweethearts.
Ugh, chalky grossness. Candy hearts are no good to
it's,
me.
It's a rip like because they just put that selection in that heart-shaped box.
Yes.
You right. know, and then put like caramel in the middle of it. You're buying the box. I mean, because the individual candy is cheap as hell.
Yeah.
And then the box is like, what am I paying $19.99 for this box for?
Packaging, baby. It's all about packaging.
Like the, white. You're like, since when is candy from Rite Aid $19.99? Like any other time of year, this would be like a $2 grab and go here. And wow. Yeah, those Russell Stover's boxes. Ugh.
Cellophane is not cheap, Brooke, you know?
Guys, no.
Wait. What do you mean you don't love when your boyfriend brings you those lovely Russell Stover boxes on Valentine's Day?
I don't think I've ever received a box of candy from a lover.
Me either. Me neither. I have a pretty hard and fast rule, and it comes from being servers. Like, I don't do Valentine's Day. And most guys who date me are like, is this a trick? Are you trying to, you know, but I'm like, no, truly, we don't do that racket. And they're all like, awesome. Like, they just love. I'm like, this is a nightmare.
They hit the lotto.
Oh, yeah. It's a nightmare evening for servers. And I've been scarred for life. And we don't do this. Okay.
Yeah, we're not going out.
This is amateur night.
This is a Netflix and chill night.
If anything.
I feel like, is it just me? Like, lots of Valentine's Day candy looks like roofies. right?
Well, that's the idea.
That's by design, I think. Not that I know what roofies look like, but
right. But basically, pills. Like, take these pills and love me, right?
I take the Pez out and I insert the roofies, and I just start, you know,
snatching and grabbing.
If one of those boxes of candy does not have the map on the back, which lets you know what kind of disaster you're about, like, I'm like, I'm not even playing with this. I don't even want to take a chance and end up with that weird nougat, you know, some sort of marzipan. I don't want that taste anywhere near me. So yeah,
you can't get it out of your teeth either. It's like, it promotes lockjaw. Okay.
Lockjaw and regret. What a flavor.
And lockjaw is no bueno on Valentine's Day.
Wow. But it's a great excuse.
I mean, we can all agree that the best candy holiday has to be, I think it should be the only one, is the dress-up holiday. Come on now.
Halloween. 100%.
I mean, Christmas, to me, Christmas candy is those mints in the dish on the way to the table, you know, to the spread.
Well, like, a lot of other countries do it right. Like, in England, like, they are just so, like, England and the Netherlands, like, they are all about their beautiful chocolates. Like, the roses candy is, like, a very British thing. And you put out, like, it's so good. I almost put it on there, but it's you know, either you know or you don't. But I don't think in America we do candy right during Christmas, where we just go hard on candy canes, and it's like, guys, there are other flavors. Why is it peppermint only this time of year? Mm-hmm. And hot chocolate?
Well, this was the year, and I spent obviously Christmas at home this year, like away from my family, but this was the year that I leaned hard into toffee making, which to me, it's like,
yes,
making your own candy, you know?
Nice. Okay.
And cookies reign supreme.
Cookies
reign supreme.
I was waiting for somebody to say that.
Mm-hmm. Now, is cookies candy?
No.
No, okay. But they're cookies. But Santa eats cookies.
Right.
It's true.
Right. You know, right. And like, listen, when you want to do a cookies bracket, you feel free to give us a ring. Okay. But today, let's focus up on candy. You know, I don't mind. I know this is weird and you can get it any time of year, but I didn't put it on the list. That dark chocolate orange.
Me?
Like, it's the orange flavored. Oh, okay, yeah, no, I'm like grabbing your head. I'm like, it looks just like your head. No, it's those chocolate oranges that are, I think they're so oddly delicious.
Well, you can get it like World Market.
Yes, probably. By the way, the secret, World Market is the secret to success if you want to taste the world of candy. Because then you can get all like the Japanese, like all the pocky sticks and all the fun, goofy, like.
Oh, you're going all in. They have a whole other sensibility with candy.
It's amazing. Yeah. And I think after we were making this list, I'm like, I think I'm a bit of an international snob.
You got the British, the Japanese.
Oh, yeah. And the Dutch. Oh, man. But anyways.
The Dutch make very good candy.
Oh, yes, they do.
But yeah,
let's get down to it.
Yeah, for sure. And then going back to Halloween, like you were saying really quick, there's Halloween's a game because like never in your life are you just like, You don't do inventory on any other holiday than Halloween, where you're like, you literally, like, I mean, I might have even had a pad and paper to literally inventory my candy. How much of everything I got, what ranks higher. It was a whole it's a whole caste system with your candy. Let's admit it.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
what you're willing to trade.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yep.
You know, these are untouchable. I have four, you know, Kit Kat minis. Six Twix,
mm-hmm.
and all these goobers I could get rid of.
Yeah.
Right,
you know immediately what you're getting rid of.
Oh
yeah,
the trash.
Yeah, all my Tootsie Rolls for a little baby $100,000 is basically like what I would trade. You know?
It's like just a pile of Smarties and Necco wafers. You're like,
Necco wafers. Squirrels.
Yeah, you bring those to school. You bring those to school with you, and it makes you look like you're actually sharing stuff. Like,
yeah, right.
Everybody.
Yeah.
It's like just a dump.
Yeah, then there's the giveaway candy, like a week or like a month into it, when your kid doesn't eat it, or you didn't eat it, you give away, your parents used to give away your candy back when you were younger. You didn't really be like, where did all my candy go? It's been a month. Okay, it's time. that dentist bill is going to be pretty large already. We're giving the rest away.
It's got to go.
It's in the office.
I will say this, you guys. I hid Halloween candy from myself this past year, and I found it a few nights ago.
The trove of candy.
I woke up, I'm like, oh, my teeth, because it was like I shoved it in my face right before I fell asleep. And so I had some caramel M&Ms, which are a brand new iteration, and that sticks to your teeth. So my dentist bill as an adult,
that enamel takes a beating for sure.
We have comprised a list of over 80 candies from whatchamacallits to candy corn. And we're going to do 5 rounds each. Okay. So this draft, we're going to pick 5 of our best and then one of the worst. So we're going to take a total of 24 off of that board.
Okay.
20 is going to be. And then from each of our list of 5, we want to donate 2 to our top 8. We want to provide the listeners with a top 8.
Okay.
A list of candy. We're going to put it on our Instagram for them to vote on in the comments. Okay. And what we're really after is a Mount Rushmore of candies. We want to get to the top 4.
Are we sure there's not a candy called Mount Rushmore? kind of
feels- There may be. But now I'm thinking, like, isn't Mount Rushmore, is there 5 presidents or 4?
4.
Okay, 4. So the top 4.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But after we vote, you know, we could end up getting a 5th carved into the rock wall, like a Toblerone next to Lincoln.
Yeah. See, I think there would more like Crazy Horse would be like a good candy bar name too, you know.
Oh yeah.
He has his own mountain, doesn't he?
Oh, yes. I thought we're just going I'm just going with that South Dakota Carved Mountain vibe, you know.
All right, let's get into it. Your top pick, Miss Brooke Van.
Okay. And there's a lot of it. Are you okay with a little backstory? I mean, my top pick, even though I'm excited the rest of my list is going to be a little more diversified, but I have to say peanut M&Ms.
Okay.
Peanut M&Ms, they beat everything. It's the perfect ratio of crunchy candy shell and a healthy protein, salty, you know, legume in there. And I don't like regular M&Ms. I'm peanut M&Ms all day. I would anxiety eat them and stress eat them. When I was living in New York City, because I was so mad at the world, and I would blow through the king size bags while I was like walking through the streets of New York on my way to the subway, super angry that like something went wrong at a show and that I couldn't find love and that I was not like,
oh my gosh,
I'm telling you. And then because I would also be like super wasted, and I went through like 2 years where I kept waking up and finding I had shamefully hidden the wrapper somewhere deep in my purse where I was like, we never ate this. And then I just big yellow bags springing out of like coat pockets and purses and, you know, my like, oh God. And it was just like, this is chaotic. How much, but I love them.
Brooke, my dad's favorite candy. In my house my entire childhood. And they were like, it was the situation where like, that's your dad's candy. That's not yours. You know? And like sometimes.
Did the almond M&M?
No.
Did the almond M&M make it?
No. Get the fuck out of here.
I like almond M&Ms. I like the almond. I like also the pretzel M&Ms are great.
Really?
Mm-hmm. All right. So what's your top pick, Miss Andrea?
Oh, my number ones.
I'm going
whatchamacallit. Like whatchamacallit all day.
I know that's on my list, but she got it. I knew she was going for it.
I mean, look, I can't. This is the best. Can't it has everything right? That my like, especially as a child, my little like my taste buds were just like the salty and sweet and crunchy and creamy. Like whatchamacallit is. Perfect. I kind of would like, there's a really good show called Fast Foodies. I don't know if you guys have watched it. It's like
on True TV.
Yeah. So like free chefs like recreate fast food dishes for usually the comedians. But I want like a whatchamacallit completely recreated for me. I want like an adult version. I'll still house one, but like to me, whatchamacallits were special. The name itself made me feel special, and like even saying whatchamacallit, I think is a fun thing. And I will not turn one away, even though I'm just like, ugh, I can't eat anymore, gross. But if someone's like, but I have a whatchamacallit, I'll be like, let's split it. We'll share that, you know?
That's all about
it. It's everything, right? It's like Rice Krispies, caramel. There's no nougat. It's caramel and chocolate and like crunchy, right?
It's good.
Chocolate. Anyway, I could go on so and on, but I'll stop.
And okay, I promise so that was my only like long diatribe about a candy.
No, yeah, I mean, it's fair to qualify your first rounder. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
my true
it's,
love.
It's the top. I have the picture in my mind with those that yellow wrapper, or I could see you going into the movie theater with the whatchamacallits. Now we're up to Danny.
All right.
Danny's number one.
I am taking the Budweiser of all candies to me.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
It's Snickers.
Oh, you can have it.
Okay.
It satisfies. I love
it. It satisfies.
It satisfies.
What a commercial.
It is a commercial. Yeah, I get my Joe Pesci on with the Snickers. Don't get it twisted.
Oh, my God. Danny, I can convince myself that it's a protein bar if I want to fix my mind.
Just yes.
I'm like, I got to go hit the gym and I need some protein so I can make some major gains. So I have a Snickers.
Oh, wow.
I mean, they sell you on that dream. Like, yeah, their tagline's like, don't be an asshole. Eat Snickers, you know?
Yeah.
Snickers does the job. I love a little fun size. I love a little square bite of a Snickers. I'm very into it.
It was my favorite Halloween candy. Like, it would just come into play, and you'd be like, oh. How, you know, you would go to certain houses that had the full-length Snickers, and that would be the house, okay?
They'd
be
like, oh. That's the one.
They have the real candy bars.
Yeah, that's the one you doubling back like a couple of hours later. Yeah.
And you also, might even change you say your costume like, to hit that house again.
I mean, you say like Snickers is basic. I say Snickers is like a survivor. You know, like like Snickers has like stood the test of time. It
really has
something for everybody. Again, the salty sweet and almond Snickers, I think is great. I'm just
going to
say it.
She's on the almond.
I'm in on the almond too. I do too. And the almond M&Ms are it for me. I used to like peanuts until almonds came along.
Fair.
And I went for that like tan bag from then on. I was like, okay, dish the yellow bag.
You're kind of a health nut. So that kind of adds up.
He is a health nut.
I mean, I'm just going to say before, I almost put the dark chocolate covered almonds with the like sea salt and sugar from Trader Joe's as one of my picks. But I was like, that's too much, Andrea. Step back. Like,
it's a little niche. It's a little niche.
Could you please be more relatable? We're trying to relate to our listeners.
Speaking of relatable, I'm going to go with the candy bar that goes best in the freezer right before you eat it. It's the Twix bar.
I knew you were going to say Twix.
Yes. I am all in on the Twix. I can't believe in position four. What's that?
Are you a left or a right guy?
I'm a left Twix. I'm a left Twix. I will eat two left Twix in a row and then the one right Twix.
Oh, but my God. What is happening?
Love the Twix.
I always forget about Twix. Then when you say it out loud, I was like, oh my God, Twix is so good. Like,
so good. It's so good once it hits your lips.
The only bad thing about the Twix is if you keep them in your pocket. I used to keep the little individual ones in my apron pocket, and the chocolate will get all melted onto the thing.
Yep, the layers get desecrated, you know, because
lick the whole thing off the wrapper.
It's an experience.
I feel like the cookie gets soft too. Yep. You know, that's where the M&Ms come in. Those stay in your apron, no problem.
Yeah.
Or your purse or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Well, because like, I think when we're, and I just noticed we all, no one is a sugar candy freak. So we all chose chocolate candy as our tops. So we're already making a bold statement. But like, yeah, I think with chocolate candy, you're like, no, no, no. We want to eat it the way the manufacturer intended, you know, where it's like all the right temperature, the layers, all the stuff.
Yes.
Where these like sugar freaks, I'll tell you what, like especially Easter candy, all the weirdos who like microwave peeps, and which is my father.
No. Oh, that's just for fun though. That's
it is, but he also
Is it like a science experiment or
I mean, they're sugar-covered marshmallows. They are a desecration of humanity. But he also does a thing, and I know other people, too, who are into peeps, is, like, they open the bag and let them get stale for a few days before they eat them, which is, like, another technique. And I'm like,
you know what that is? Sounds good. That it's just, in my opinion, that it's just a circus peanut. Also, if we ever do the worst peanuts of all time, that's going to be on that list.
Yeah. I had a friend. His dad used to love ginger snaps. I like ginger snaps, but he would open the bag and leave them for like a week. Okay. Guess what's not snappy anymore? Now, after being open.
Now they're ginger stones.
No, they get soft. It's like the opposite. They're not snappy anymore. They get like just kind of soft ginger. All right, Brooke, you're up. You're number two.
Oh, okay. Hold on. I know that I'm kind of went in on some stuff. Okay. I'm going to mix it up. I got to go Sour Patch Kids.
Nice.
Okay. Oh, that's a good one.
Not mad at that.
That is a great pick.
Go ahead. Again, no story. I'm just going to say that was like kind of a, when Andrea was talking about whatchamacallit, those were like a palate opener for me where I was like, what is this marriage of sour and sweet? And then I realized I'm a bit of a sadist, like that because I go hard on everything. And Sour Patch Kids, it'd be like, I was like, okay, now like the roof of my mouth and my tongue are raw. So there's like something crazy going on with that granulated sugar. Like I blew out my taste buds. It was weird where you're like, this candy is kind of abusive. And
it is.
It is. What's that one that has the citrus on the outside and you got to get to that? It's a hard shell. It's a hard candy.
Lemonhead.
Yes.
Yeah.
Lemonhead.
I was a big Lemonhead. And then they came out with like Warheads and stuff too. Remember?
Gobstoppers.
Yeah. Or there's a crazy sour one where they just think the intensity levels just kept building. Yeah, right.
Yeah, pass.
Those would like give you a stomach ache after a bit where, but with the Sour Patch Kids, I was like, look at me, a little Midwestern lady with this exotic candy watching a film, you know?
Not going to lie, that's a quality pick.
Thank you. Pick. Okay, stand by.
All right, Miss Whatchamacallit, what's coming up next for you?
All right, if we're going to go, you know, switch things up a little bit too, I'm going to go with gummies. Like, I love a gummy bear, but I'm like a Haribo. I'm like a German gummy person. Like, I can't just do anything.
Is there any other kind of gummy in the gold package? Is the Haribos?
I know. Right. They're knockoffs.
In so many different like varieties now. Talk if you want and you haven't experienced the variety of Haribo. World Market's a good place because they have tons of different kinds. I think I liked gummy bears as a kid, but it was really the Haribo experience that opened my eyes. When I was 21. No, I was still 20 because I got like snuck into bars at that point. And when I turned 21, I worked at a German restaurant in Omaha, Nebraska. And as like, instead of a mint, like, or as a, you know, that you would get when you would drop the check, there was a little mini bags of Haribos that we would like give to people as they're like, thank you for coming. And so that'll keep them coming back. We ate so many gummy bears. We were just like, yep, those are ours. Thank you. And I ate them all. I mean, and talk about wrappers, Brooke. They were all over my car. They were in my purse. Like, you couldn't get away from it. For me, I think it's like they're not so soft. They have a toughness to them, and you almost, they have to like bloom in your mouth, right? You have to kind of open them up and soften them with your saliva to start breaking them down. Brooke is dying.
Wait, I'm just saying, no, I know. It's just like we don't get to like nerd out about food very often on our podcast, and Andrea and I clearly are showing that we're like weird food enthusiasts. Who...
There's some deep levels here.
Deep levels.
Now, speaking of a rapper, what's a worse rapper? Like the Toblerone, where once you open it, you got to feed it back into that pyramid thing.
Yeah.
Or what am I thinking of? Like there's a fruit nut the British do, and it has a sleeve and then like a foil wrapper. Now,
it sounds like a lot of work.
It's a lot of work. Mm-hmm. You gotta shove it out the sleeve. It's like it reminds me of how a Hershey bar would be wrapped.
You can't
repurpose
right.
that. The foil gets ripped. Yeah. You can't
The game's over.
You gotta eat the whole thing. Which is the worst wrapper you think?
I mean, the Toblerone's interesting in that, like, it's not so much putting it back in the package. It's, like, the weird foil. Anything that has a thinner foil around it, where
it rips away.
Yeah, it rips away, yes, and you try and wrap it back up, but it doesn't quite work. That, to me, is... Oh, Rolos are kind of a pain in the ass. I'm not going to lie.
Those are.
Ah, good choice.
Great call.
Yes.
And Rolos have the same packaging as, like, a roll of Lifesavers. And those just start to disintegrate the paper and the foil.
Rolos are kind of like the bastard version of a Toblerone, if you think.
All right, Danny, give us your number two.
All right. Well, it seems like everybody's on that theme of like what you would take to the movies kind of candy for the second round. So my favorite movie candy is the Twizzler. I can use it as a straw. I can use it, you know, I could just kind of just go all in. It's very easy to eat, easy to share. It's my movie go-to candy.
Nice.
I'm picturing you like gnawing the top off
and
the bottom so you can get slow going and then dunking it into a cherry Coke. And you're like, here's my straw.
Exactly. That's the move there.
Or you're like a bite of popcorn, a bite of Twizzler.
Mm-hmm. I have nothing for a Twizzler. I know I don't understand it. It tastes like banana to me.
Really?
Yes, and
that's
plastic.
Interesting. Yeah, it's pretty plasticky. I mean, I'm a Red Vines girl, so like if I'm gonna go, if we're going licorice-y, that's where I'm going. But I had a lot of Twizzlers growing up. Like it's something that like was always at my grandparents' house, like for all the kids. But they also had, and have you guys had the chocolate Twizzlers before? Talk about
you
weird
got all the bootleg
plasticky
candies.
they
so
just
strange.
Danny, I'm just with you. And it would be another bag of candy where you're like, there's no fat, you know, but you would have, you know, as a female, like, I'm making a smart choice. And I would have like 1,000 calories of pure sugar.
Yeah, exactly.
My brain is completely blowing open with all of this. And I was like, oh, I forgot I didn't put that. Pull and peels. That's where it's at. The Twizzlers, pull and peels.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Or the nibs.
Nibs are good. I like the nibs.
I don't think I've ever had one.
But they taste like Twizzlers, banana to you. So that is a nightmare world that I don't want to live in. Marlon,
yes,
so.
I don't get it. It's red and it tastes like banana and I get confused. When I'm not... So for me... I'm not a big chocolate eater. I don't really go hard on chocolate. So all of my choices, the chocolate isn't the main show.
No, it's got a biscuit in there.
Yes, a biscuit or a wafer, as in the Kit Kat. That's my next choice.
Yes. Boom.
I am all in on the Kit Kat.
Give me a break.
Shoving it in.
Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that.
That Kit Kat bar.
As they call it in Norway, quick lunch.
It's got the best, like, just like you said, it has one of the best, you know, songs, I think, you know.
Yeah.
Getting that Kit Kat in there. And we're back to the top of the draft here. It's
another
it's
one,
back
though,
to-
Marlon, I mean, I took my bag of Kit Kat minis and I threw a bunch of those right in the freezer. Another.
Oh, yeah.
That's another freezer classic right there.
It's a,
yes.
It's a freezer classic.
Yes. It's. You notice a trend with mine, right?
Yes. Frozen.
Optimum storage.
Yes. Yes. And whew, like I said, I found some, you know, how many months later? And I'm like, this is the best idea I've ever had. Thank you, past me, present me. Really enjoyed
for
that.
For your future self.
Mm-hmm.
You're up on number three.
Oh, me. Okay. Yeah. Got it. Okay. Now I'm like not feeling as passionate about any of these candies.
I start like rolling them off.
I know. I was like, because I was, you know, saying, I'm like, I'm not that big of a candy eater. And then, but then as we're talking, it sounds like that's all I eat all day, every day. But it's like this cumulative experience of like,
candy is a life experience.
It is.
Starts at a very young age. Yes. And you go through life and you go through different phases and your mind brings you back to that youth when you had it for the first time. And that's why you go through that experience every time.
And it's great. And because it's like, you know, like a McDonald's or anything else, like the recipe never changes and they manufacture it every time so that you're flooded with feel good memories.
Exactly.
They know what they're doing.
Okay. I'm probably going to have to go back to, I did list off some of my favorites and now I'm second guessing them, but, took one of mine, so because I was feeling passionate about the whatchamacallit. Okay, this is a grown-up treat. I the Tony's Chocolonely.
What is that? I was gonna ask what that was, and I saw it on the list. Let's talk about it.
Tony's Chocolonely. This is I think it's a Dutch candy, I believe. It's a Dutch chocolate bar. They are not fucking around. The classic big size is like a half pound brick of really high quality chocolate. These chocolate bars are at least $5 a pop.
Okay.
And it's really high quality European dark chocolate. The one I get is dark. This is when I like almonds. Dark chocolate almond sea salt. And you can divvy this up. I have enough self-control to, you know, eat it over the course of a few days, being like, I will allow myself 2 squares today. And because also it's expensive and it does feel slightly more like an adult candy, but that's, it's got so super psychedelic, goofy font on the front. It's called Tony's.
It's a cool wrapper.
You'd think it would be Tony's Chocolonely, right? To rhyme, but it's Tony's Chocolonely, which is also like, what is this statement on my, you know, you already know I wandered the streets eating peanut M&Ms because I was sad.
Yes, you're lonely eating chocolate. Yes. By yourself, feeling chasing some feels.
Totally. But then they do the smaller bars, which is great if you want just like for the, you know, the little grab and go fun size, like as you're checking out. But if you give someone that like half pound brick, it's also a candy that I know makes my friends really happy. Like I always give my friend Aaliyah a Tony's Chocolonely every time I'm at World Market. I'll be like, look what I found. And so it's also a giving experience. People really like it.
Is it like a breakup candy? Like, you know, you're going through it and you gotta kind of eat the Chocolonely, is that what
I don't mean? Know. I would keep that for myself in the divorce, honestly. Like, that's the case. I worked for a company when I first went to LA, and then she would send us Christmas gifts over here, like 2 or 3 of the big candy bars.
The big boys.
And so I would always get my own with the toffee chips in it, which is so good. Tony's is also a company that's doing really clean, ethical chocolate sourcing that I know.
Oh.
You know, the thing about a lot of the chocolate, not to bring it down, but especially Hershey's, they're basically, you know, chocolate and cocoa bean growing
can
decimate like whole communities of farmland because they'll go in Absolutely. And like, basically level everything just to get chocolate. And so it's kind of a dirty business, right? As so many things are.
It is.
But Tony's is specifically like very ethical, very clean, like gives back to the communities where they source their chocolate, which I think is great.
Well, I love it.
You can taste it in every bite.
You're up, Andrea. You're on your third.
We're talking about like invoking childhood memory. I'm going with the Score Bar. which okay. is a toffee Hershey's made, mm-hmm. basically just like butter toffee covered in chocolate. I specifically remember eating one of those while sitting in the back of my mom's, I think it was a Chrysler back in the early 80s in Utah when we lived there, listening to These Dreams by Heart, like that invokes so many memories in my brain. Also, like, I like to dissect candy, and like, I'll break down a Kit Kat into like pieces. I'll break it off wafer okay. by wafer, right? So a score bar for me was like, I don't just eat the whole thing. I like suck all the chocolate off, and then I like will slowly eat the toffee afterwards. I know.
Yeah, so you got to kind of bring it down a little bit. I know what you mean.
Yeah, kinda, you got it. There's,
if you just bite into it, it feels like you lost a tooth.
It's too much. There's different levels to the consumption for me. It's like it's like a 6-course meal, right? You take it slow. You suck all the chocolate off, then you have like a whole nother candy bar. I don't know. I know it's strange, but I like to dissect my candy.
Not mad at that.
You have the method.
I do.
Now, Mr. Danny, what's your number three?
My number three, and I was kind of looking back and forth. I was like, what do I want to do? It's going to be the Reese's Pieces.
Oh.
The good old fashioned M&M knockoff with peanut butter in it. Okay.
The old E.T. candy.
Yes. I love them. Another movie classic for me where I can like, you can just put them in your hand. You kind of pop and drop. Like I would get Twizzlers and I would have the Reese's because I would kind of balance out my chocolate and my peanut butter and my whole licorice flow.
Nice.
Oh man.
I'll take those over plain M&Ms. Just
for sure.
Something more fun going on.
Plain M&Ms are skip. They're a skip. That's what they are.
Plain M&Ms are made for people who are allergic to peanuts.
And allergic to fun.
Smarties are better than plain M&Ms. If you want to go there.
I would probably go dive into sugar candy over a plain M&M, you know?
Yeah. No, it falls precipitously after that.
Precipitously.
Yes. I have some candidates for the feels, and I'm going to go with a candy that's purely nostalgic for me. It's not about the taste. It's all about the shape. It's all about the functionality.
Ooh.
People, I'm going with the Ring Pop. Okay.
The
Ring Pop.
Did you have King Grandeur in your mind? You know, you're rocking the Ring Pop.
You know, it's really impractical to, you know, turn your back of your hand to consume a candy, but just as a carry, you know, it's a boss way to carry your candy.
Right.
Oh, I love balling. It. You're balling.
You're like, what? You're balling. Showing it off like a big old, like your bling bling. Be like, oh, look what yes. I have. See what I got? Like,
yes. I can see me back in the day with my cards of the Garbage Pail Kids and my Ring Pop.
Mm-hmm.
That's that's a little slice of my youth there. Oh, and we're back to the top of the draft. We have two more rounds.
Okay. What you said just rocketed me into a place that this isn't even on the list. And I'm now for nostalgia for a lot of reasons. I love a Dum Dum.
Okay.
Right?
Explain yourself.
So first of all, they are such a low commitment candy. Like even the ones, if you're like, I hate this flavor, you're still just like lick, lick, crunch. All right, right chew,
even
it's
if
over.
It's a mystery flavor, you know.
And they're just, I would even enjoy getting like that last little bit of the candy on the paper stick that's now starting to disintegrate. And you're like, I gotta get that last. And your last bite had paper in it. Every time.
Always, true. Always. For sure. Always. For sure.
You're like, I'm eating paper for sure. But there's something also really fun about the way you're like, look at me, I'm smoking a cigarette, you know, and you have like the little handle sticking out of your mouth. And it's also, it felt like I accomplished something, like I was a brave girl who got out of the doctor's appointment, and right. then they would send you off with a dum-dum, or like,
yeah.
you're so bored with your mom at the bank, but then they'd have a bowl of dum-dums out there and you're like, I'm entertained for 2 minutes. And like, they're just, they're, I don't know, they're a great reward for being a kid. And even when I still yeah. see them, if they're out on a platter somewhere in public, I'm like, hell yeah, I'm having a dum-dum.
She's snatching and grabbing.
Also a restaurant yep. favorite. Also a little after, you know.
Ooh, yeah.
Mm-hmm, which I like.
Dum-dums.
Yeah. Good choice, Brooke.
Thanks.
No, A.W., you're all up.
All right, Andrew all right. Waltz. I'm going to go strictly for the evolution and how this candy has evolved with me and my taste. I'm going peanut butter cups.
Okay.
Because when you had the Reese's peanut butter cups when you were a kid, sure, but now I'm like, this is chalky garbage. But now you got those Justin's peanut butter cups. You got like the dark chocolate ones, a little higher quality. I just feel like, as you know, as I have evolved, so have the peanut butter cups.
Okay. I know we were being hoity-toity and talking Trader Joe's candy, but the dark chocolate peanut butter cups
are pretty good. I just can't Very bring nice. Myself to like, I will eat those. I stay away. I get the little grab bags of them at the checkout stand that only have like 5 in them. I can't yep. commit to a whole tin of them. It's too much.
No, I can't have a drum of peanut butter cups in my house.
Yeah.
The tin, that's underrated as the chocolate holder, the candy holder.
Oh yeah.
Growing up, we had a lot of British candy, and some of that stuff came in a tin.
Tins
that's a
big
are, commitment.
Tins are great.
They're gorgeous though. I don't yeah. know. It's cool. Then you're like, no, I'm gonna stash my allowance in here, and one day I'm gonna leave this town. You'll see.
Danny, my boy. What's your number
right.
4?
So my number 4, and you guys actually kind of brought it to light when you guys were talking about the ring pop and the dum dums. I'm gonna go with the evolution of both of those, which is the blow pop, where you get the little treat at the end.
Oh
wow.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Is yes. that even, I don't even think we put it on there.
No.
Well, I haven't looked at the list in a while. These are things that are just coming to my mind.
That was a mistake. I mean, the blow pop is huge.
But then, because also we're kind of during Halloween, like the caramel covered sour apple sucker. Those yes. are like, what is going on? It's caramel and, you know, oh boy.
Yeah, blow pop. Yes.
You can throw that up there. But blow pop. Oh my God.
What a mashup. What a weird mouthfeel mashup. What a chemical.
Oh yeah, you have the the crystal gum
yes.
that you could not, I challenge you to chew a blow pop gum more than 5 minutes.
Right.
Oh yeah, never.
Or have you ever actually blown a bubble with that? Monster.
No, impossible.
That's
so hard.
Can't be done. Can't be done.
Like it's so hard.
You have to do it like right in the beginning when things are like real.
You
loose,
can do a
right.
You can do a baby pop. They're baby pops. Like a little.
Yeah, it's a small bubble. You're not getting a quality hubba bubba bubble.
No.
But
oh no.
Like,
not even close.
I mean, this is just the version of like putting a piece of gum in your mouth when you still have food from your meal in your mouth, right? And then everything just gets stuck.
Gum. Now,
all right. Who's gonna? If you want to talk about more shitty gum that was super fun to eat, Major League Chew.
Oh
Major League
yeah,
bubble gum. That one.
Was it though?
No, I mean because... it's ridiculous. It's like, look at me. I'm 5 and I chew tobacco.
Yeah, they sold it with the little package like that.
Rip
everything.
It off.
That
like,
is yeah. true. That is true. Good Lord. Ah, man. Okay, let me... What's going on here?
Okay.
I'm up. And I'm choosing a candy that I have binged on several times. I mean, you can eat the whole bag, and I can't distinguish one color from the other. I think they all taste the same.
They all taste like banana.
It's the Skittles.
Boom!
Oh,
now,
yummy.
What bag of Skittles is your favorite?
What flavor Skittles?
Like, you know how I have the original, then they have like the tropical.
Yep.
I'm a
color
tropical.
Are you going with?
I'm
the blue,
from
right?
I'm from the islands.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going tropical.
That's the blue bag, right?
No, I think it's yellow or purple or something.
Tropical.
That's when I got on board with Skittles. I was like, what is this? Papaya?
It's the blue. The it tropical's the blue.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
I mean, the rainbow, I just mash them up. I don't individually taste a rainbow.
You go right in.
Yeah, I'm not Roy G. Biven it individually, like some kids would do.
I am an individual Skittle eater, and I'm really outing myself on my candy eating. I like to smash them before I put them in my mouth. Like, I smash them with my fingers. And then I
pause. Okay. You get all that stuff on your fingers. You got rainbows on your fingers.
I think I like the way it smashes is really satisfying. Like, you just,
it's fun.
I don't know. It's good. I love Skittles. Okay. I think that's a solid choice.
No, Skittles are great. Yeah.
We have two more things go ahead.
Okay. I was going to say, I'm like, I feel like Skittles is a polarizing candy because the bag of red Skittles, like, yes, of course, I've eaten some because I was a child at one point, but they're revolting to me. Revolting. But I mean, I'll get down with, like you said, the tropical. I was like, this is a little more interesting, but like, I don't like it. It's a texture thing. It's too much sugar. And yeah, so that's like on my poo-poo list. But
okay, so you're at the top of the draft. Now we're going to do it like this. I would like you to give me your final best of and then back it up with the worst with the 1-2 punch. Yeah.
Okay. Ooh,
now I got to look.
I know. Wow. Okay. God, I'm sorry. Dead air.
We can edit.
Okay.
See what he did? He made you double up, and then you're like, I'm not ready for that.
Actually, you're the sacrificial lamb because everyone else can look while you're doing your thing. Yeah.
Okay.
And all we have to do is edit this part.
Okay. So I'm gonna go with another. I'm gonna have like a bit of an emotional, which I think, not emotional, but as in like, this is a life lesson. Where, you know, sometimes life gives you lemons, and so you make lemonade, right? Mm-hmm. And sometimes after you get a variety bag with the preferred chocolates, you are just left with some Three Musketeers. And now you've got a choice to make. No candy? Or am I going to just learn to like Three Musketeers? And just the weird sort of hollow, airy, marshmallowy. And I think this is just a life lesson. It's like you just grow up and you adapt. And so I'm going to throw Three Musketeers.
Okay.
For top candy, because just gotta sometimes buckle down and have fortitude.
Yeah. Okay. I'm getting your logic there.
Okay. It's all right. You know,
That's the thing. It's just all right.
It's just all right. But I think like none of us would ever throw it away. I would throw away a bunch of Smarties. I would absolutely throw away, you know, any of like the Tootsie Roll, any of that. Like you've got those Three Musketeers just sitting there and you're like, all right, let's do this. Okay.
Cusp candy.
Yeah.
Now your worst. What are you throwing away?
I am throwing away. God, I just mentioned all that trash.
Smarties.
I literally hate Smarties. Hate Smarties.
Okay.
You stole my throwaway.
No. Oh, really? Okay, because otherwise I would. Can I throw away Skittles?
No, you can't. You already said it.
Well, it's I wanted to choose Skittles, but it's chosen, right?
It can be your worst.
It can be my worst. Then I.
No.
Okay, fine, fine. Smarties.
It was in your head.
Okay.
You let it flow.
That's what drafts are all about.
Okay.
She stole your tight end.
Yeah, totally. I get it. It's all good.
Now, Miss Andrea, number five, okay. And your worst.
I'm gonna go I'm going Starburst. Classic Starburst, deliciousness, little squares of joy.
She stole my last one too.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry.
You go first.
That is a quality pick. Ladies first.
I love a Starburst. I don't discriminate against any color. They're all individually satisfying to me. Of the original, like, lemon, orange. What's the pink? What flavor?
It's like a tropical type of thing.
Strawberry.
No, strawberry's red.
Strawberry.
Strawberry's red?
No, cherry is red. You're right. Pink is strawberry. Cherry is red.
Strawberry's pink. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. All of them are so good. I don't stray from the originals. I don't prefer the tropical flavors, but Starbursts are solid, I think. As far as my least favorite, I'm just going to go candy corn. They're worthless.
There you go.
Oh, okay. That's a strong no pick right there.
They make that no sense to me. It's too much. I mean, even as a decoration, if there's a Halloween candy that has like candy corn things on a cookie, I'm just like, I don't want to eat that because it's like touched a candy corn.
May as well put raisins on the cookie. God. Oh, were raisin nuts on there?
Yeah, they were.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. I skipped right over it. But anyways, I'll shut up.
All right, Danny.
All right. So since they stole my last one and my worst pick.
Yeah, your best and your worst was stolen.
Sorry.
No, it's all good. Starbursts were actually one of my favorites because they are my straight go-to when I'm on a little, when I want to go on a little mental trip, is why I always have Starbursts with me. So they were my last pick. But I'm going to jump into, I'm going to fix it with, my number five is going to be the Payday bar, which is pretty much a Snickers bar without the chocolate. And I love it. Okay.
Yeah, they're
getting
good.
Paid, getting that bread.
Yeah, I love a good Payday bar. And then my worst candy is, it's cotton candy. I never really liked it as a child. I'm not big on the whole. I just don't like it. It's not my thing.
It's
super sweet. It's super duper. It's huge. It's super sweet. It sticks everywhere.
Yep. It's unwielding.
It is.
And you feel it hurting your teeth.
Totally. But I love the science behind it. I love the sponge sugar aspect of it. It's very like rumble.
No, I mean, it melts in your mouth, you know, which is good. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't like it because it reminded me that I was just eating pure sugar because it just recrystallized and you're like, whoa, what did I just do to myself?
Yeah.
Even on top of it, cotton candy flavored things in general can hard pass, you know?
Yeah.
Can I also we were watching the Yankees yesterday and they did a close up of a little kid just licking one of those gigantic cartoonish like Wizard of Oz lollipops.
Yes.
And he's like, and I just.
He's still licking it now.
I was like, that flavor. Can you picture that flavor? What is that, first of all? And it's so gross. I hate lollipops. Do better by your kids, everyone. Okay. I know it's pretty to look at and it's huge and kids are, you know, greedy and want the big thing and whatever, but those are trash candy. Lollipops like that are trash.
We represent the lollipop kids, the lollipop kids, the lollipop.
You can never finish that. It'll get dirty. You'll have lint and bugs on it before you can finish it.
Those are lollipops that get abandoned, unlike a Dum Dum.
That's true. There's no finishing true.
That. If you have a tooth, if you don't lose a tooth after you're done with that, hey, there's already an issue. You know, you have a guaranteed 3 or 4 cavities.
I mean, I'm not going to say it, but I'm going to say Jawbreakers. I'm going to say Jawbreakers now. Same thing. It's just basically the same deal.
Yeah.
Same deal. I'm up with my best and worst. Now, hands down, my worst. I can't believe anybody. We didn't really. It didn't get taken. Is the Cadbury egg.
Is your worst? Your
It's my worst.
His least favorite.
I wouldn't even throw it at someone. It seems especially mean.
I wouldn't even egg a house with a Cadbury egg.
I think I hate it so much that I can't even give it the time of day to say it's the worst. Like, that's probably why I didn't. I, like, put it out of my head.
It's gross. I don't know how it's a thing. That yolk is absolutely disgusting. And my best,
your fifth best.
My fifth best. Yes, thank you for the clarification. It was a late entry.
Mm-hmm.
It's my favorite. It is chocolate and hazelnut.
I know where you're going.
The Ferrero Rocher.
Great.
You got to break the bank to buy them. they're kind of pricey.
That's good candy. No, that's good candy.
And they make good gifts.
Yes.
You buy those at, see, you got to buy them at like a Marshalls or like a, where you get them, they're not that expensive, but they're still expensive. You know what I mean? Like you catch them on the, as you're going through the line, you grab them like at a, you know, Marshalls or Ross. They're like $2 or $3 to $4 or $5 max.
Yep.
Compared to like at the store, they're like $10.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they come out in different configurations. They'll stack them in a pyramid. You'll have the gift box with like 15 or whatever just laid down into hard plastic. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they have like that fake bow on them, that flat bow. And they're individually wrapped. You get that hazelnut in the middle, that whole hazelnut. Love it.
That's when you're like, you're starting to lean into, you know, confectionaries and like, what does an actual candy maker, like a famous chocolatier, you know, like, cause then like, I think a Ferrero Rocher, or however you say that, is a gateway to then trying your first truffle, you know? And the first time I had homemade truffles at the restaurant I worked at, I was like, it was a revelation, shall I say. So good. You know, what's also funny about Ferrero Rocher is like, you're saying all the different packaging versions. I don't know why, but like when you're checking out at a liquor store, a party store, there's always like lighters, hand sanitizers, and then just a row of single Ferrero Rochers. And you're like,
single?
Like, yeah. You can like, oh, just do.
That's illegal.
I don't know that's what all my corner stores do.
Yeah, they break up the pack. I mean, the least I've seen is the 3-pack.
Interesting.
They're selling Lucy's. Man. All right, so who has the best bag here? I mean, we have Brooke's candy bag has the peanut M&Ms, the Sour Patch, the Tony Chocolonely, Dum Dums, and the Three Musketeers. Andrea has the Whatchamacallits, the Gummy Bears, the Score Bar, the Peanut Butter Cups, and Starbursts. Danny has the Snickers, the Twizzlers, the Reese's Pieces, the Blow Pops, very nostalgic, and the Payday. And Marlon has the Twix Bar, the Kit Kat. Third person. Third person. Ring Pop, the Skittles, the Ferrero Rocher.
I'm liking Danny's bag.
I do like Danny's bag.
Because I'm sort of like, oh, he got a lot of like, there's like nuts and peanut butter. And like, it's a fun taste variety. And like, I can't vote for you, Marlon, because you got two of my tops when I was like, literally like, why don't I have any choices left? I forget what I like. And it's because you put Twix and Kit Kat.
Then you should be voting for me.
I know, but you like Skittles, so you're dead to me.
Yeah. Yeah. I shall rise again. That can't be my bag. That's cool. And Andrea's bag, I don't know what some of these things are. Like the...
It's
yours. The Tony Chocolonely. I had to look that up.
Yes, I'm gonna send you guys one. But I mean, obviously,
it's $30 on Amazon for a pack of five. Okay,
ooh, that's
six pack. No, six pack is like $28.90.
Wow, but they're
A half a pound. She said they're massive.
They are no joke.
They're not cheap. Yeah.
And it's going to be more chocolate than you know what to do with. So if
they're also the kind of candy bar that you like don't devour in one sitting. Like you break off a couple pieces and then you're like, I'm good.
I know. I alluded to this. I'm a behaved woman when I'm around that candy bar.
It's not like the peanut M&Ms.
Oh God, no. No.
I'm teetering.
I love that though. She's all in on that.
Say that again, aren't you?
I'm teetering between your and Danny's bag at the moment, as far as like, if we're really talking like classics, you know, like really breaking it down, like as far as variety. Of course, I don't want to vote for my own bag, but gosh.
Your bag
is what you like.
Is what you like.
The
vote is implied.
It is, but now I'm thinking, even though I said I liked all this stuff, I'm like, is this a good bag of or is this a good mix? Like what I have is definitely kind of all
true.
Over the place.
I mean, that's
all right, so pick out your top two.
Like,
we're gonna make open up your bag and we're gonna make our top eight to be voted on by everyone. And your top two are gonna be on our top eight.
Okay. You
know, 2, 4, 6, 8, if my math is correct.
Yep.
So
there we go.
Brooke, what are you putting on that top eight?
Oh, I mean, wouldn't it be my top two?
It's up to you.
It's up to me.
That's right.
Well, I definitely, Sour Patch Kids have to go on there. Those are so yummy.
It's your top two. Don't lie to yourself. I do.
It's my top two. I know.
I'm looking at it. It is.
Yeah. That's and then peanut M&Ms.
All right.
Yeah.
No contest.
And Andrea.
I'm probably going to stick with, I'm definitely watching McCalla is going to be on there. And then I'm going to stick with gummies as well, just because there's so many different options out there, you know?
Okay.
So I'm going to stick with my top two of my top two.
Top two of your top two. Mr. Daniel.
Yeah, I'm going with the same thing. You know, the Snickers satisfies, and we've already talked about the Twizzlers in the movies. And, you know, I'm all in.
All in. All in on your top two. All right, I'm populating it here.
Right, and considering that, like, I initialed on the document, you know, right when you sent it, I'm like, you guys are making, I like, these are all my top candies. I've got great taste.
you gave putting your claim, you kind of gave away your position.
I was like, what?
I misread the email. I'm sorry. Okay.
It's so funny because if you look as of right now, five out of the six have her name on it.
That is hilarious. I'm going to go my top two as well, the Twix bar.
So now seven out of the eight have her name on it.
I know. Twix bar and the Kit Kat. So, folks, we are going to put on our feed, we're going to do it on the Modern Way to at the Modern Way to podcast, as well as the One Star podcast. What am I saying here?
It's a podcast network.
Network, Instagram. We'll put those on, and you vote by commenting which four you would put on your Mount Rushmore of the Sour Patch Kids, the peanut butter M&Ms, the whatchamacallit, the gummy bears, Snickers, Twizzlers, Twix bar, and Kit Kat.
So we let the people pick.
People will pick the Mount Rushmore. And we'll leave it up for about a week. And once we've tallied up all of the, you know, who gets what, hopefully there are no hanging chads in Florida.
Don't forget the chads.
And comment on the post.
Man,
yes.
And I'm like really awake. I've never been so awake just being excited about candy.
Just like
I'm ready to tackle the day.
Yeah, you got a sugar buzz by association, I suppose, is what you would call it.
Yes, that's right. Tell everyone about your podcast, ladies, the Sidework podcast.
Happy to Sidework. Sidework is Brooke and I wait at tables together, wait at tables forever. And this show is basically our homage, our nostalgia, our love. Our still dedication to all things service industry, specifically like front of house. You know, we talk about everything. We run the gamut. And in my opinion, we haven't run out of things to talk about yet, Brooke. There's always something to talk about when it comes to being in the service industry, being a server.
Yep. I would say if you like Danny and Marlon, you're going to like us.
Yeah, you guys have a professional. You have sound. You have structure. You have news in at the top. At the top of the hour, we're going to get into some articles.
Yeah, they go all in. I love it.
Yeah, I love it. It's fun.
You know, if you guys haven't listened before and you do, we always make the call for you to send us your server submitted stories, any amazing, crazy, hilarious, terrible stories that really stick out in your serving career. We encourage people to send those in. We read them for everyone else to hear, and they're amazing all the time.
And how could people reach you or send in stories?
Boom.
Because we don't really do much of the story stuff. So let us know.
Absolutely. So, email us, sideworkpod@gmail.com. And it's fun. We usually try and read two an episode. And then sometimes when we start, you know, accumulating more than we know what to do with, we'll do just an entire episode of server submitted stories, which are a ton of fun. And we love it. And they're the best. They're the best. And people write in the funniest stuff. It's a treasure to be
awesome
for sure. So
Thank you. Give them a listen. They're really funny. I love them.
Except for when they make you a guest and they make you read those things. And you're like,
they give you homework. So don't go on the show, actually. Just listen. They give you homework. And you have to read about four pages of research.
I didn't realize you guys were so triggered.
Microaggression.
We also had people tell us that your episode that you two were on was one of their favorite episodes we've ever done. So just so you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Fantastic. Thank you. Thank you so much for your time. Thank you for getting up so early. I mean, we're recording at noon, which is 9 o'clock.
I was awake.
And yes, if you
had her coffee in the meeting and everything, I love it.
And now that coffee's got to come out of me real quickly here soon. So,
Okay, we'll slide off the air. You do want to reach out to us. You can reach me at themodernwaiter@gmail.com as usual. We are very happy to be here every week for you. We do this for you. And if you enjoy our show, please reach out to us and let us know. Also, pass it on to a friend. Tell them you listened to the Modern Waiter podcast and it was pretty cool. Thank you, ladies, from the Sidework podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter.
I'm Danny DeVille. Subscribe, subscribe, subscribe.
We will see you next week.
Later.
Melodic flow is the beat goes pop, pop. Who the hell can stop that? Initiated, wake up with your head cracked, spitting nasty like the pimples on your back. Focused on pushing units from Cali to Cacabac. Got it moving.